figure out what you want to do with it. I'm going to figure out what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to grab, I don't know what number it is. I might grab 100K and just start investing it somewhere, right? Or I might do a little more. I might do a little less. Maybe I got to go talk to my wife before I do that.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, this is Javier, your host of The Naked Truth About Real Estate Investing. And today I am in my office. Look, today on The Naked Truth, what I want to talk about is diversify your investments. I've been talking to a lot of people. They own businesses, they own real estate, they own exotic cars, and they'll own some crypto stocks. There's a lot of stuff, right? They invest like in oil wells in Texas, right? I mean, there's so much stuff you can buy. You know, you can buy an insurance policy. There's just so many things that you can buy. So I'm in that path with you guys right now. I bought a lot of real estate. And that's pretty much where 100% of my money is in real estate. So I need to diversify. So I say, you know what? I'm going to talk about this today and find out just in the next, 4 to 6 weeks, I'm really going to sit down with my family, sit down with my financial planner, if you have one, or your CPA, or just connect with people, right, that are the parts of the industry, right, of investment industries, to see what fits your personality. So for me, it's real estate. I'm active real estate. So that's probably going to give me the biggest bang for my return, right? I'm not really passive in real estate. So basically passive means I give money to somebody and I get paid back a percentage like 6% a year, 10% a year, 15% a year, whatever that is. Or I get some equity in the project and get paid out when they sell, or mixture of both. There's 100,000 ways how to structure that. But that's passive, basically means that I'm hands off. 100% hands off. I give somebody my money and they do the project and I just collect passively. I don't do that at all. I'm actually an active investor. So I'm the one that finds a project or connects with folks that find the projects, help raise money. I help sign loans. I help operate. So I'm actually active. So I'm not going to make a 6-8% return if I'm actually active, because that's my time and energy, right? So that's got to be like 100x. I'm serious. It's got to be 100x, 200x, because that's more of a job. So my money is in real estate as to, for say, a job, but I'm an active investor, but I'm still creating a lot of net worth and I'm creating a lot of cash flow. So that's number one, but I got all my eggs in one basket. So in the next few weeks, I'm going to start researching a couple other items. Maybe I can put some money. What, I don't know, is it safe to put money in crypto? You know, how much money are you going to put? If you have 100% of your investment money, everybody talks about 20% goes to real estate. I don't know if that's a good number. Is that a bad number? What the heck? So I'll go ahead and put, I'll say, hey, look, let's come up with a plan. I'm just going to give you just an example. Don't hold me to it because I don't really know what the hell I'm doing just yet. So I'm going to say I'm going to do 25% passively in investing. Maybe not investing in my own deals, maybe investing in somebody else's deals where I'm hands off. I don't really know what's, I'm just hands off. So say that's number one, right? Maybe I do another, 10%, 5% of my savings in crypto, right? In some moonshot or safe moon, whatever the hell it's called, and just throw it in there and kind of set it and forget it. Maybe you can throw some money in there and it 10x's or 100x, right? Or you lose it all. What, stock market? Do I put 10% in the stock market? Do I go out and buy a company, a piece of a company, or for 10%? What am I doing? Am I going stocks? Am I going bonds? Somebody, guys are going to be laughing out there. But anyways, just kind of a general idea on what to do with your investment. Diversify your investments so you have a really good balance. I don't know what mine is going to look like. You know what? It might take me longer than 4 to 6 weeks, but as soon as I come up with something, I'll come back and share. Might be a little while, but I'm definitely going to share how I'm going to balance my portfolio on the passive side. And I'm going to get an amount. I'm just going to get an amount and say, okay, I'm going to invest this amount. Whatever it is for you, right? If it's 10K, 100K, a million, 100 million, whatever that is, figure out what you want to do with it. I'm going to figure out what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to grab, I don't know what number it is. I might grab 100K and just start investing it somewhere, right? Or I might do a little more. I might do a little less. Maybe I got to go talk to my wife before I do that. But either way, this is kind of a new journey for me. And just because I've been talking to a lot of investors, a lot of the people who invest in other things, right? They, some returns, I'm like, man, that return sucks. Then I talk to some other folks, I'm like, man, that return is pretty damn good for being passive. So a mixture of a little bit of everything, hands off, and let's see where the portfolio goes. Let's see where the retirement money goes, or let's see where your investments go. So very excited about that. I'll keep you guys posted. So the naked truth about this episode is I don't really know jack about where to put your money, right? I just know about real estate. So I'm going to learn how to do that. I'll do some research and I'll share my journey with everybody. Thank you so much for being a listener to our podcast. Please leave us a review. Check us out on social media. I'm Javier, your host from The Naked Truth. Don't lose your shirt.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on social media, Instagram, Javier Hinojo Jr. Follow me on TikTok, just my name. I got some stupid dance videos. I don't know why I do that, but I'm there. YouTube as well. Just search my name, Facebook. Find me anywhere. The links will be below. I appreciate that. Also, leave a review. You leave a review, I'm going to put a drawing in. I have an off-market, how to find commercial properties off-market. And I have $1,000, and I'm going to take somebody's name from there. I'll do a drawing every quarter or so, and you have access to that training for free. It's a $1,000 training, and you get it for free. Subscribe to the channel. Take a picture. Send it to us. Let us know that you gave us a great review, and I will give you a shot at getting that training. So appreciate everybody listening. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.